Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 15th of September 2024. Today's topic is Handle Problems Like Hannah. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 through 10. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. Verse 6. The Lord killeth, and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor, and maketh rich. He bringeth low, and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. And Hannah prayed, and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Hannah is one of the matriarchs of faith in the Bible. Thus, the story of Hannah and how she conceived Samuel is a story of faith, patience, and dependence on God. It shows the faithfulness of God in granting the requests of his children who are committed to his will and plans. Hannah went through difficult times, but remained steadfast and resolute about her dedication to God. She did not allow the situation to control her, but had a firm control over it. Beloved, you may be going through some pains now, waiting on God, believing him for admission into an institution of higher learning, finances, healing, salvation of family members, and so on. The situation may be challenging, but if only you can believe just like Hannah, you will triumph. Believe the promises of God, and he will bring your heart desires to you at the right time. Make your waiting time a time of prayer and meditation on God's goodness. Read the Bible to learn how others like Hannah overcame their challenges. Remember, God has good thoughts towards you. Quote for the day: waiting time, a time of prayer. The challenge for today is: be patient like Hannah. Prayer. Lord, help me to wait on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.